Hello and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. In this podcast, I discuss prepping, homesteading, and everything in between. You can find me on my socials, Gubba Homestead, on Instagram, Twitter, literally everywhere you can find me, Gubba Homestead. GubbaHomestead.com is the best way to connect with me and really see what this journey of homesteading is all about. Today on the podcast, I want to discuss with you all about raw milk. I talk about raw milk so much on my socials. I thought I would do a dedicated podcast diving in on why I drink it and why I believe it is nature's perfect whole food and medicine. I could speak forever about raw milk because I love it so much. I even love it so much that I got my own Jersey dairy cow last year and Nigerian dwarf goats this year so I could have my own supply of raw milk right here on the homestead. I value it that much that I have invested part of my life into it. Truly, it is part of my life, taking care of the animals, feeding the animals, making sure that they have water and shelter. So it's an investment on my part. And so I want to talk about why I do that. Whenever I talk about raw milk on my socials, I am met with a wave of people so upset that I'm talking about raw milk and it can kill you and this and that. But let's dive in and learn about the wonders of raw milk. And when I say the wonders of raw milk, I mean the truth of raw milk. So let's get this thing straight from the get-go. Raw milk is extremely controversial, like I just mentioned. I mean, I have been drinking it for a few years now, but I still have people around me who raise their eyes when I drink raw milk or if I talk about it, like, oh, Gubba, that's dangerous. Oh, you would let your kids have raw milk? Or, oh, you would drink that while you're pregnant? Like, people in even my personal bubble are still questionable about raw milk, and that just means I have not talked about it enough. I can't help but crack up, though, because they are just slurping down their fifth Mountain Dew of the day and have the goal, the audacity to question raw milk. We also got the FDA with their deep pockets, with every big corporation reaching in there to drop off some payment. And then the FDA just wags their fat fingers while the health authorities that went to medical schools that are sponsored by big corporations are telling you to avoid red meat, avoid raw milk. But here I am, and a plethora of other truth seekers enjoying raw milk because it's as simple as that. We have discovered the truth. It's so much about that. Like, this journey of homesteading for me has been about finding the truth, and raw milk has been one of those big truths. I think we can all agree that the FDA has, you know, those deep pockets that big corporations drop off their backdoor payments to, and then the FDA puts out something here and puts out something there to go in line with whatever those big corporations want. If you don't agree with that quite yet, just do a little more research and keep going, keep digging, take out your truth shovel and just keep going. But today I'm going to talk about raw milk. And first stop on our truth-seeking journey is nutritional power house that is raw milk. Forget those sterilized cartons lying the supermarket shelves. Raw milk is packed with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes that might just make your body sing like it makes me feel so much better. I'm not even kidding. When I say raw milk has changed my body, I used to struggle so much with acne, all right? And I'm not gonna say that it's just the raw milk, but drinking raw milk, getting sunshine, not wearing sunscreen, not wearing sunglasses, and not wearing things like foundation or blush and all this sort of thing has really helped my acne. But even when I was still wearing makeup and I started to drink raw milk, I noticed a huge difference. So this is just for me. There's tons of other stories like that. And I would encourage you to seek out those stories. See why people are drinking raw milk. It's not this scary thing that we've been brainwashed to believe it is. And I refuse to bow down to these entities like the FDA who are just paid off. Like, I'm not going to do it. And I've discovered this whole food. But when I talk about those sterilized cartons lying the supermarket shelves, that's exactly what they are. That is a dead food, whereas raw milk is this living food. You have all these active organisms in there, these bacterias, and everybody hears the word bacteria and gets scared, but there's good bacterias. And when you pasteurize, you get rid of those good bacteria. So, like, what are you drinking on the shelf? Like, just some, like, chemical goop? You know, it's just been made in some warehouse somewhere. It's been treated. Were the cows out on pasture ever? Were they living inside on sand? And pasteurization became a thing with dairy back in the day because people were getting sick from raw milk. But it wasn't because the raw milk was inherently bad. It was because the dairies were filthy, no cleaning practices implemented, or very minimal, and sick and diseased animals were not being cared for. Instead of cleaning up the dairies, pasteurization was introduced to clean up the milk so the dairies could continue on in filth and generate revenue. Do you see how problematic that is? Raw milk is not inherently bad. And it's not only about nutrition and consuming the most nutrient-dense food nature has to offer, but it is about supporting clean and healthy practices for animals. When you are drinking that pasteurized milk, that animal most likely is kept in a disgusting pen, never seen pasture ever. But when you are drinking raw milk and it's good and it's been tested, that animal's probably out on pasture. It's happy. And it's crazy that we have been so twisted and disconnected from our food, where we're okay with the animals being kept in disgusting conditions because, oh wait, it's pasteurized. We can take their filthy product, make it clean. Ooh, that's not scary. I think that's way more scary. Some dairy farmer on TikTok claimed he was going to come after me and make a video about raw milk because he was offended by me sharing this information about the filthy dairies. And I go look at his page and guess what? He has dairy cows living inside on sand, no pasture, no natural environment, but they are pumped of their milk and that milk is pasteurized. Why? Because being in an unnatural environment like that, though up to cleaning standards, is a breeding ground for disease and will make you sick. Whereas when you have the cows in their natural environment, there are these cool things in nature working together to help keep that animal healthy, to help keep that milk clean. And guess what? He never made the video. Probably because deep down he knows what I know. Honestly, how could you keep animals like that and even try to claim that it is natural and the processed product is better than what nature had already made? It is total clown world out there sometimes when I post about this, and I will never drink pasteurized goop ever again. You can tell how passionate about this. Like, when I discovered the truth about raw milk, saw what it was doing for me, like, night and day. Anybody can come for me, like, make your TikToks. I will come back and, you know, spill some truth for you. I feel like people just need to see the truth, and then you make slow changes over time. And on the topic of people coming after me for sharing my opinion on raw milk, let me share another lesson I learned. I had another person come after me for sharing a TikTok about drinking raw milk. This person claimed to have a degree in biology and proudly touted it in the back of his videos. It was hanging up. He called me Salmonella Sally and basically regurgitated everything the FDA has to say about raw milk. What I noticed, though, is that he looked extremely unhealthy. He was overweight. He was balding and his face was so inflamed and inflated. And this is where I think we are being led so wrong in our modern health system. People are listening and taking health advice from others who are obviously sick. Some brainwashed individuals, like this young man, love to say, well, he has a degree or the FDA says this. Yeah, but you're following what they say and you look incredibly sick. You know, I really feel like proof is in the pudding. I don't want to listen to somebody who looks sick give me health advice because that's just going to make me sick. After a while, you need to start having some form of pattern recognition. If someone is giving me health advice, are they healthy themselves? I don't care what three-letter government agencies say. I want health advice from healthy people. Raw milk is loaded with vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin B12, and let's not forget the minerals like calcium and magnesium, which are like the building blocks for your body's fortress, okay? So truly, raw milk has everything your body needs for a good foundation. As long as the dairy animal is in a natural environment, on pasture, I should note, I wouldn't consume raw milk from an animal on garbage feed and held in a barn all day, like that one dairy TikToker who came after me. I wouldn't drink his raw milk. The milk lining the grocery store shelf is 99% of the time from a cow pumped up full of antibiotics and on a garbage unnatural feed. And heck, they might not even be fed. They might even be fed actual garbage. Truly, some of the meat that you are getting from the store, those animals have been fed garbage. There has been leaks from the slaughterhouses. So just really keep that in mind. And here is another kicker. Raw milk isn't just a nutrient storehouse. You know, again, when the animal's on a natural diet, on pasture, it's also got these little things called enzymes. Now, enzymes are powerful and work together with our digestive system to help us break down foods and digest what we are putting in it. Lactase, for example, helps you tackle lactose intolerance, making you rethink that no dairy thing. So when you pasteurize the milk, lactase, the enzyme, is taken out. So no wonder your body can't break down lactose and you think you're lactose intolerant. No, the milk has just been pasteurized and it doesn't have what your body needs to break it down. I love to do videos telling people that they aren't lactose intolerant. They are just consuming a dead food, which is pasteurized milk. Pasteurized milk does not have these enzymes to help you break down lactose. Because of this, people can't process commercial milk well and think they're allergic to milk or they have lactose intolerance. And I actually have a close friend who thought this. I let her try some of my cow's raw milk and guess what? She loved the raw milk and she didn't get sick. She didn't get bloated because the raw milk has everything you need for your body to just work. And drinking raw milk isn't just about you. I mean, it mostly is about you and your health, but it is also about the local farmer and building up your community. You stop depending on the grocery store when you drive out of town and you stock up on real milk. Not only is this supporting your health, but it is supporting ethical farming practices. This isn't the mega dairy world of factory farms and sterile environments. It's about small scale operations, sustainable practices, and a farm-to-glass connection that just feels right. These farmers are putting in their time and dedication into giving you real food because they also believe in it. When I first dove into raw milk, I had to source it from a dairy about an hour away from me, but it was so worth it. So here's the deal. You can make your own decisions. So take all of this in, do your own research, and most importantly, listen to your body. I'm about listening to your body, listening to your intuition, how you feel. If raw milk piques your interest, maybe it's time to explore a little. Just remember, it's a journey. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Raw cow milk may not make you feel great. Try raw goat milk. Maybe you can't drink milk at all. All I'm saying is to look at all sides and just not gobble down what you are told by these agencies, because obviously they have a motive. If their motive was to keep you healthy, majority of the foods that line the grocery store shelves would not be there. So let me ask you this. Why are there Cheetos lining the shelves at the store and ready for any kid to rip open and devour, but raw milk is illegal? Do you really think processed foods like Cheetos are not killing you? And I hate to break it to you, but they are. They're leading to abnormalities in your body that will lead to a plethora of other health issues. And us being sick generates money for the system. Raw milk heals. Raw milk is nature's medicine. So just think on that for a bit. Once you realize everything is about money and sick people generate more money for our overlords, you can finally start to question raw milk a little bit. But you know what? You do you, and I appreciate you for being here. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure to check out my socials, Gubba Homestead everywhere if you want to connect, GubbaHomestead.com for recipes and more, and I hope that you have an amazing day. Don't do anything a Gubba wouldn't do, but make sure to get a cold glass of raw milk. Bye.